Alrighty. Thank you for your report.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I want to hear any reports that have been brought to
me. Yes, sir.
We have a beautiful temple, and I think it's a beautiful temple. I've also been attending the various classes, reading some books, and I think it's something we need in this country very badly.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you need in this country very much, in every city, in every town. In fact, for 20 years I was searching for something like this, and I think something exactly what I dreamt of. And I believe there are some very few problems that might come up, because most of the people are sannyasis, they are doing a lot of teaching work. They are unnecessarily bothered with a lot of administrative work. And their administrative work is done by some other people, then they can be concentrated more on teaching, which is unnecessary.
Yes, sometimes they are not very main preaching. They are not bent on material life.
Yes.
They are dedicated their life for future, although this material life is also preaching. But they are not very much understand. Cannot be said very smart, great management. But they have to be hard for
them. Out of desire to serve me, they carry out whatever you want.
The command is fine. And then, but as soon as there is wisdom, do you work
in your. Because there are so many different areas. There is temple management, book distribution, there is this house,
yeah,
the Guru Pul is coming.
He is one. Some as a partner, yeah. With people. When they cannot marry, it is not their fault.
Yes,
because they are not meant for this.
Mm. Okay.
So, if you can do, take a book, you are the plan. You are good. Money is being squandered, I don't know. If you can save some money, that will be great for you.
And then we must try to follow the local customs here. What happens is when people come to the temple,
mm-hmm.
they normally like to offer flowers, special puja, and this might mean that we require more pujaris and also we need some more public relations because today there are not many people who can conduct these guests around the rituals who come to worship.
That's
true. So it's difficult for them to really local people. You have to have local people. It's more language and
local people. Some educated people come. Then it can be done.
But if I think
simply by saying.
Yes, sir.
That means
I'm trying to have some sort of training program. Luckily, the Gurukul facilities are there. Even if some young men are taken who are trained in that fashion, they could do quite a lot. And then we have a major problem in the distribution of some of the literature. See, Back to Godhead, this seems to be a very powerful magazine. It has always been very dear to you. You started this even in India. And today, unfortunately, it comes 1 year late. And we have about 7,000 members in India. So I was wondering whether we should try to publish it in India now because the quantity is large enough. And then have some members who are subscribing for the Back to Godhead because some people are not able to afford the very large membership. Otherwise, we will remain very exclusive. We will not be able to reach the common man. So one of the things is that each man who comes and visits the temple, if he can buy a copy of Back to Godhead magazine, he takes away with him something which he can remember. Otherwise, people come to Mathura, they visit so many temples and they don't carry any souvenirs.
But we're selling our literature here.
Yeah, but that's very old. Some of the copies are very old.
Yeah, but they don't know that when they buy it.
And secondly, they don't know the... That doesn't cover much of the activities in India.
It is so old.
No, it is.
By date, it does not become
old. So what happens sometimes if you read the magazine, it says the Janamashtami is on the 18th of August. But this year it is possibly on some other date. So you know, like that, if a person reads, then he sees that...
For him, it is new.
That's true.
But because he did not see.
That's true. But we are not covering very many activities of India and see what is happening.
Yes, like Pandita. What is called that?
Almanac.
Almanac. It is always written there. Nutan Pandita. New Pandita.
Mm-hmm.
And this name is 50 years.
Understood. He will read it. I just recently bought a book. I bought a 50th anniversary book of...
New Almanac. Other you see a 50 years old Almanac. There is New Almanac.
So for the person who picks it up, it's new.
Quite right. Actually, like the Reader's Digest, I bought recently the 50th anniversary. They published articles which they were in the last 50 years and it took almost. So...
I try to suggest, Mr. Meyer, that one thing is that before he introduces too many new things, first of all, make the things that are already introduced successful.
First of all, thing is that the money is unnecessarily squandered. Try to save it.
That's the first point.
Actually, what we need, I just tried to study the results for the last 5 months. I think that if you can do it department-wise, to find out the individual operations of each area, then only is it possible to do certain improvements, then inventory control, is that I can certainly.
That you know how to do.
Okay.
So, whether you have some reservations?
Not really. As I said, the only thing is that at the moment I am managing some 4 to 5 companies where I am the managing director, and I have a personal guarantee to the bank 30-40 lakhs. So if I am to, I can become non-executive. I can give away all the executive powers to my colleague who can manage the company, and I can come away. It may require just going to some board meeting once in 3 months just to complete
that. But you mentioned that you have some reservation this year that your activities will be checked or something.
Well, here the problem is that, you see, I was just wondering what is the form of management, because it may happen that I attended one of the committee meetings the other day when GBC was here from Bombay, and I was not able to really find out that there's somebody who is normally to take certain action. There has to be one person who has to be given some guidelines, and then he must take action. But then for every little thing, if he has to go to a committee, it will only delay things. One can't really act in when committees see different people, they have different opinions, and it's very difficult to get the consensus of the different ideas. So I think it's good to have a committee meeting where the man reports the performance evaluation. Like we have a kind of meeting in England where Jayati Prabhu, he was conducting a meeting on a Sunday, and they were trying to take the stock of what had happened in the week and what were the targets for next week. That kind of a meeting is very, because then there are some statistics. We have some performance of what happened and what we wish to do.
So you have to develop, you have to teach them how to do that.
Quite right.
But you had he had a reservation, just like that, before any change like this can be made, a showing undermine should also be acceptable to this proposal, because right now he's managing everything himself. So,
I didn't say yes.
Right.
But I thought that.
I mean, he has to hear that from you. That's what I was trying to indicate.
But I do what I do.
Yeah, he's completely surrendered.
That is no problem. I would go out and let them see that what has happened and change
it. You have to show some of
your partner. One more.
Or change something about it. But I will all that.
Okay. But this may mean certain major reorganization in terms of the managing account and various other personnel. So it will have to be
very good.
Okay. So that is fine. And then that way it is very convenient, because if some part is now guiding us, then that is all that I have good, because I am managing only people, and as Prabhu said, it's more social management here. It's not just purely
part of that. So let me consider that. What is the cutting power?
So I just trying to do a quick study. I'm trying to find out what are the various types of expenses. And I found that the.
If somebody said that, I said, no, that is spread.
Okay. So this is what Prabhu is going to look for.
We want to actually have a two-way program. One is to get in more money, and the other is to save what's going out. But today the altered donations are not even 1,000 rupees a month, some months. It's only 845 rupees in a month. And the average is only 1,600. A prashad sale is about 2,600. The main money that's coming is individual parties. They keep going out and bring in a lot of money. They're coming in from donations. But the generation here is very limited, and that's what we really need to track. How would you initiate it for the start block?
I don't know what's the problem.
So, Mr. Maya should begin. And your divine grace will talk with us showing up. So, what will Charananda for preaching? Mr. Meyer was saying that he, Charananda, can remain as the president, and he can do preaching work. They need a good preacher here, and let him do all the management. That's it. Let us try not to concentrate on preaching to the people who come here, making members,
yes.
You know, classes.
Yeah, at the moment the quality of our program is very poor.
Let him?
That's one of the biggest problems. Why people, I think they're not sticking on any of
them. Well, I didn't say we're all like that.
We want the quality of program.
There is no problem. I mean that, I guess. And now it's on YouTube, starting tomorrow, to show something.
I was wondering if I could just talk about the initiation.
He wants to be initiated, Shula Prabhupada.
I have to have your blessings to start the work.
Yes, I have a lot of ideas. Do you want him to be initiated just now or wait some time? That is his plan. He wants to. You have to shave your head to get an issue. Can you do that? How will you be able to do it?
I can come back to the company for a month. No. It's not a good time. I don't know any question.
He can, if he works out nicely, it'll be very good. So, when do you want to get initiated?
Anytime, Maharaj is good.
So I can consult Panaji for an auspicious day. Every day he does. That's why you're able to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, Shri Prabhupada.
In Madras, we have a very peculiar people. There is Rahu Kala. 1.5 hours every day, nobody does any work. Monday, 7:30 to 9, there are some times of the day they take very bad. People don't start any of the meals, don't do anything. That's why, just in the afternoon, there is Ramagandam. So there always means a way of postponing things. So that, as we were saying the other day, somebody said they're not sufficient to sleep on the north side. So then he said, I don't have a head, so it doesn't matter which side the bedroom is.
So, if tomorrow we could have, a day after tomorrow, perhaps, we'll take a day to get ingredients. Day after tomorrow, sorry?
No, Wednesday is good day.
No, today is Friday.
I'm sorry,
the day after tomorrow
is Sunday. Sunday, Sunday.
Sunday morning.
Huh?
February. Actually, Mr. Maya came here to get initiated. He had no idea to come here and to become a manager here. His originally, before he went back to Madras to get his wife, he just came here to think because he heard that you were very ill. And he didn't know what your position would be, so he rushed here, stopping all his work simply to take the initiation.
It is Krishna's.
One year I was reading books and listen to the tapes, and I...
What is your first name?
Krishan.
Good name. His first name is Krishan. His name is Krishan Maya.
I have a grand uncle in the family. He named all the brothers after God. My eldest brother, he's in Dallas. He's already met you several times in Mayapur. He's one of the first members of Islam from there. He was called Ram Prem Narayan Singh Maya. So teacher found the name was too long. She dropped the Ram. So she kept now Prem Narayan Singh Maya. Then my doctor brother in America, he's rich, and I'm in Bangalore, we were her narration. I'm the youngest, and I was told that I named myself Krishan. I don't know how it... So that's how we... name came into the name.
So, keep it on. Stand there.
All right. Sir. And there's a letter from Vasudev, Deoji Punjab.
Mm.
Would you like to hear it? I met Hari Suri in Australia last week. He went to Australia. He and I have agreed upon August 28th for the date of opening the Sri Krishna Kaliya Temple. The people here are very anxious for this event to take place. The deities are to arrive on July 18th, according to Rameshwar Swami, who also will be coming to the opening ceremony. Rameshwar Swami has also told us that he will send money to Dhananjaya to make clothes, crowns, and jewels for the deities. Hari Suri will be sending money to Yasodhananda Swami to come.
Yes.
And as luggage, he can carry the clothes, jewels, crowns, etc. for the opening if possible. We're sending our balance sheets for your inspection. Hope this meets you in good health. P.S. Book distribution is increasing 200% this month as desired. Oh, doubling. They also wrote in that he has to double the book. He says, local people are enthusiastic to distribute Prabhupada's literature. We sent a very professional balance sheet. Chartered accounts.
He did. Things is at the
same. He's in London, he's in a very good language.
He's in London.
This man is the biggest businessman, Lokaka, teaching. His brother is the mayor. He became an Isha disciple of Srila Prabhupada. And personally, he has organized the society and collected all the funds and built a beautiful temple with Krishna Kaliya deity.
That is it. So long, Mama is going for the opening.
Yeah,
teaching. Very nice.
Very businesslike. How he set this town sheet movement.
Group of so exact. Nice. Not visit any
neighborhood. He's a good businessman. They always come to me. Man, they always come to
me. His father was a bold snake. Very humble position. Yeah, very religious man.
I don't think Brahmananda will go. Who fought with them? They can't afford it. I'm glad that they're inviting the Sodhananda man. I think it may be too difficult for you to go there this coming show. You should stick to your principle that until you're completely the only thing that can make you move out of Vrindavan is Sri Sri Radharasi Hari.
Yes. That is very, very much.
But then you will do anything.
But actually, they have done everything to you, so you ask them to stand there to
study. Jyotika Prabhu was telling me the entire story, how Srila Prabhupada moved into his, when it was not even completed and all the devotees had to...
Oh, me too.
Yes, I was in England bound some time back, about 8 weeks ago. They were having some very good
things. Single. She wrote a letter.
Dr.
Singhal's wife.
His wife.
She wrote you a letter. Very feeling for letter. Want to hear the letter? She said, "Our most revered Guru Maharaj, my cord of charan and bandham at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna and at the lotus feet of our revered Guruji. When you were here, we could not have your darshan due to your illness. And after that, you left Bombay and went to Vrindavan. We pray to Lord Krishna for your life. And our Lord Krishna is so kind that he again heard our prayers. And now you are better. We are informed by the devotees that Guru Maharaj is better. May Lord Krishna give you long life, happiness, and good health, and you stay with us for a few more years. We were in dark. You have enlightened our life and taught us real religion. You shower your blessings on us. I always feel your presence near me. Always in the heart. We want to use your life. It's very essential for us. Kindly, Guru Maharaj, take care of your health. We believe in both prayer and medicine. So kindly do not neglect yourself. Your dream of Bombay ISKCON Temple has come true. It is just like Krishna's palace in Dwarka. He says it is the top building at Jumu and Villapal. Now I close my letter with my prayers for your good health. Your faithful devotee, Nirmala Shingle.
Especially, especially in England, that if we double the book distribution, then Srila Prabhupada will improve. Everywhere it's just going on. That's how the, all over the world, people are looking forward to your good health and guidance. Sometimes one day
looking forward to the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th, 11th, and 12th cantos. That is what we're all, we're awaiting this. The whole world waits for this. We get letters from all over the world. One woman prays, but she says that she has read all 9 cantos. Now she's stuck. She can't come on the 10th canto to finish it. And you already said that she should, you know, that we should not read the bogus versions. So she can't go into the 10th canto until we come out with our own edition. Thank you, brother.
Yes.